A sea of medical-grade marijuana grows at this farm in central Colombia. 18 hectares of plants, equivalent to 25 football pitches, that Clever Leaves, a Colombian company with US investors, grows with the highest quality standards. Every step of the process adheres to strict hygiene protocols. Each plant is traced with a QR code.
But I think it's a good opportunity, it's a great opportunity.
An example, says the company's president, of how Colombia is changing its attitude towards drugs after decades of fighting against the illegal drug trade.
Colombia, you know, had a brand within the marijuana, call it illegal marijuana industry. And one of the things we as a company were committed to was to change that image from Colombia into something positive, into something that brought science, that brought benefits to patients, that brought benefits to people who work around the cannabis.
Benefits that could also bring huge profits. Growing marijuana here is four times cheaper than in Canada or the US. Colombia could capture one-fifth of the global market, $8 billion a year, more than the country's exports of flowers and coffee combined.
Of course, we know we have tropical growing conditions. That means we have everything that greenhouses elsewhere are trying to emulate. We have them here for free. 12 hours of light, 12 hours of darkness every day, year round.
El uso con fines medicinales.
It's no surprise that President Iván Duque came here to announce the country will begin exporting dried cannabis flowers.
Just a few years ago, it would have been impossible to imagine being in a legal marijuana field in Colombia, and now everybody is trying to get a piece of the action. Governments have been promoting this business as a great opportunity for post-conflict Colombia, but many fear big players will squeeze out local growers that are not backed by big cash.
Farmers in remote areas that have long made a living growing marijuana illegally say the high cost of getting into the legal market and the security issues have left them out of the current bonanza.
Since the beginning, the regulation of medical marijuana was a big company model. It was big pharma and export-based. There's strong barriers and exclusions for small growers, despite them being the ones that paved the way for the business years ago. And now companies with great lobbying power are taking advantage of that.
Other smaller companies say staying afloat is tough, as they focus on the few beauty and health products so far allowed nationally.
The cost of producing and maintaining medical cannabis is extremely high for small companies that can't depend on a national market. If Colombia would also bet on developing a dynamic internal industry, then families that have invested their savings in this might have a chance.
There is irony in the fact that a country so often associated with drug trafficking could become a powerhouse of exporting drugs legally. The risk, though, is that this new boom will remain in few powerful hands. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera Pesca.